This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Coming up in the final segment of the show, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley at Jiffy Lube Live. He's performing there Friday, July 11th. But I believe right now we'll be joined on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joined by Antonio Daniels, 13-year NBA vet and NBA champion, color analyst for the Pelicans, also a SiriusXM NBA host. It's AD Antonio Daniels. What's up, Antonio? How are you?
I'm awesome, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing great, well. Man.
You were on the call for the Lakers-Pelicans game the other night, right?
Yeah.
What was your takeaway there? I mean, the Lakers are just starting to roll.
My takeaway from that game was that it is Luka's team.
Yes.
And it sounds crazy to say that on a team with LeBron James. But I tell you what I didn't take into consideration when this whole trade took place, because I had my doubts. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I had my doubts. Okay, how can this work? When you have Luka and you have LeBron and you have Austin Reeves, who are all ball handlers, you know, how do you make this work? And what I didn't take into consideration was J.J. Redick's ability to navigate this. And I tell you, he has done a masterful job. He really has. It's hard to coach talent. It's very difficult to coach talent in this league. You know how many barbershops that I'm in and I hear people say, you know what, man, if you give me Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, I would have all them championships too. Like, no, it's not that easy. But what he has allowed Luka to do in L.A. is be the Luka that he was in Dallas while taking the ball out of LeBron James's hands, understanding that LeBron is a better mover, cutter, and runner than Luka is. And it's hard to defend. I'm not going to lie to you. It is hard to defend. So J.J. Redick has basically turned that team over to Luka.
It's kind of the story of the NBA, considering how lopsided the trade was. And we haven't had you on the show since the trade, so you can kind of give us your reaction when it happened. But the fact that the Lakers, they're not losing since the trade. Now, they don't have the big man, and you can kind of talk about that and how that affects them going forward. But they've moved up to the 2 seed. Let's just assume they're going to stay there. How does that going forward in the playoffs, how does the fact that they're really lacking that big man affect them when they start playing the really good teams in best of sevens?
And fellas, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. What they're doing right now is irrelevant. And the reason that I say that, there are certain teams in this league that what they do from game one to game 82, we don't care about. It sounds great to talk about in the moment, but what matters is the second week of April on. Because I will tell you this, if the Lakers won out the rest of the season and still had the number 2 seed and they lost first round, it's not a successful season.
Right.
So there are so many teams that their definition of success or lack thereof has to do with what they do in the postseason. The Lakers are one of those teams. And as good as they look now, I will reserve my judgment until the postseason, because that's all that matters. So really started to get on the Lakers bandwagon after they beat Denver the way that they did. That's when it was like, oh, shoot.
Right.
You know, maybe they can fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. But now here's the thing. That's a one-off. That's a one-off. That's a random game in February mm-hmm. in Denver. Now, what Mike Malone and his coaching staff weren't graced with was an opportunity to make adjustments and then return to that same game 48 hours later. That's what the playoffs is about. Do I think the Lakers can beat Denver in seven games? Do I think they can beat Denver four out of seven times? Do I think they can beat the Oklahoma City four out of seven times? That's what remains to be seen. They look fantastic now. But again, as you guys know, this is not the NCAA tournament mm-hmm. where you have to be better than one team on one particular night. You got to beat this team four out of seven times. And then it'll be interesting to see if that lack of size that you guys are referencing will really start to rear its ugly head in the postseason.
Well, yeah, because in the game that we're talking about, look, the Lakers won because Luka had 15 assists, LeBron went for 34, but your boy Zion was 17 for 23 from the field, and he gets most of his points in the paint.
Right. And the thing is, not just 17 to 23, he had 37 points in 26 minutes.
Right.
Remember, he's still on a minutes restriction. So it's not like he did this in playing 40 minutes or the game went in overtime. He did this in 26 minutes of action. So when you start talking about some of these teams in the Western Conference that have double bigs, right? When you look at Memphis and they have Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr., or you look at Oklahoma City and they have Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren. Mm. You know, you can go down the list. You look at Minnesota and they have Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle. Denver has Nikola Jokic. How do the Lakers match up?
Right.
That's what I'm interested to see. I'm not saying they can't, because J.J. Redick has had some very, very good defensive schemes as far as how to remove certain players from the game. I just want to see when another coach is blessed with the opportunity to make adjustments, how the Lakers respond.
So, Antonio, complete flip side for the Mavericks, the other side of that trade. I mean, Kyrie tears his ACL. Anthony Davis plays in one game. He gets hurt. He may be shut down for the season. Now, I know that it was a long-term move to get rid of Luka, but the short-term, it's been a disaster for the Mavericks.
That's an understatement. Realistically speaking, you know the issue with the trade for me, fellas, was Nico Harrison pushed all his chips into the table, mm-hmm. to the middle of the table. And everything had to go perfect. Everything had to align for this to work out for the Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by everything, it meant that Davis had to be healthy. And Kyrie Irving had to be healthy. Daniel Gafford had to be healthy. Derek Lively had to be healthy. PJ Washington had to be healthy. Everything had to, for the remainder of the season. Chances of that ever happening in this league.
Yeah. Everything went wrong.
Yes,
I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make it up exactly. That every one of those guys got hurt.
That's right. I don't think you could have scripted
right.
This going any worse for the Dallas Mavericks. I don't think, like, if I told you guys, look, get out and pad and write down the worst-case scenario for the Dallas Mavericks, I don't think you guys could have scripted anything worse than what we're seeing right now. Because there's a fallout from this trade. There's a fallout from this. It's not just simply everything that's transpiring now. It's what's still to come in the summertime. Because now if I'm Anthony Davis, I'm asking myself, do I want to return back to Dallas? If I'm Klay Thompson, I'm asking myself, do I want to return back to Dallas? Because this is not what I asked for. If I'm Kyrie Irving, even though I have all the leverage in the world because they allow Luka to walk and they can't allow me to walk, now what do I do? So think of how this could actually turn out. Again, I'm thinking worst case scenario here, where Luka could be traded away, Anthony Davis could be traded away, Klay Thompson could be traded away, Kyrie Irving could be traded away, and Nico Harrison is still there.
Hmm. What's the worst situation, since you're using that term, Philly or Phoenix?
Oh, it's definitely Philly right now. Because Phoenix, obviously, because of everything that's transpiring in Dallas, Phoenix still has an opportunity to turn their season around. And what I mean by turn their season around, I mean they're 2.5 games out of the 10th seed. Yep. So they can still make the play-in. And I know that's not what most people thought that they were getting from Phoenix. That's way below their expectation. But again, it doesn't matter what you do in a regular season. If Phoenix, as disappointing of a season as this has been for them, if they enter the play-in and then make the playoffs through the play-in and then make some noise in the playoffs, it's considered a successful season. On the other hand, man, they got some issues. They got some issues. You got Paul George on a long-term deal. You got Joel Embiid. Who knows what Joel Embiid is going to be like, not just for the foreseeable future, for his future as a whole. So if I had to say which one I feel like is in a worse situation, it would definitely be the Philadelphia 76ers, because the Phoenix Suns still have an opportunity to right their ship.
Makes sense. Switching over to the East, how surprised are you that Cleveland has an 8-game lead on the defending NBA champions? They've won 12 straight, and they've got a first-year coach in Kenny Atkinson. It's kind of blowing me away that they've only – how many games have they lost? 10?
10.
That's incredible. That's incredible to me.
I will say this. I was in Cleveland for training camp for SiriusXM.
Okay.
And – me and my co-host, Rob Perez, we had an opportunity to sit down with all of them, starting with Kobe Altman, Kenny Atkinson, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, every one of them. There is a peace in that locker room now because everybody is financially comfortable. So this Cleveland Cavaliers is in a completely different situation. You know what you haven't heard all year? Is Jared Allen coming back? Is Donovan Mitchell coming back? There's something to be said when everybody is taken care of. They extended everyone. They extended Donovan Mitchell. They extended Jared Allen, right? They extended Isaac Okoro. They extended all these guys. So now it's like, okay, now we can just be comfortable and play. And I tell you what, the vibes in training camp were immaculate because they were peaceful. And when the New Orleans Pelicans played the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this season, when they were on one of their big-time winning streaks, I talked to Donovan Mitchell after the game. And I said, man, when I talked to you guys in training camp, you know, I thought you guys would be good, but I didn't think y'all would be this good. And he said, you know what? I am not going to lie to you. I thought we would be good. I didn't think we would be this good either. So it's not just us that are surprised by what they're doing, right? They're kind of surprised by what they're doing in retrospect as well. They have a team that covers a lot of area. They check every box. And now you add in DeAndre Hunter. Like, Boston, what Boston did, in my opinion, is they put out the blueprint. You know, you need size at the wing. You need defense and versatility, switchability, and guys that can attack offensively. And if you look at the way that the Cleveland Cavaliers are constructed, they check and cover a lot of those boxes. But I will say this. If they were to face the Boston Celtics today, again, in a 7-game series, I would still pick the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, you're not the first person that said that. It's going to be interesting. Real quick, just got to get your take on the Wizards before we let you go. 12 wins, you know, nothing was expected from the team. Sar's got to become a superstar. Right. Hopefully they get the number one pick and get flagged. But just kind of your thoughts on the rebuild that Will Dawkins is building.
I tell you, the part that's tough is anytime you use the word rebuild, as opposed to retool, it's going to be a process. It's going to take a minute. Like when you look at the way that the Washington Wizards are currently constructed, you know, as a fan, I appreciate the effort that they play with when they take the floor, but right now they lack star power, they lack firepower, and they lack experience because they're going to eventually, the guys that they have that are experienced, they're not planning on building with those guys. And that's why no veteran wants to be a part of any rebuilding process. So you wonder what the future for Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart and Malcolm Brogdon and those guys look like. You knew Jonas Valanciunas wasn't going to be there long term. So now it's about the growth of the younger players. It's about the growth of Alex Starr and Koulibaly and these kind of guys.
Yep.
That's what's going to determine what their future looks like. And that takes a minute. That takes a minute. You know, like you said, that's not going to happen in a year or in a 2 years. It takes a minute to completely rebuild. Because rebuild means tear it down and build it all the way back up. That building part back up, you got to be patient with the process.
Yeah.
Antonio, always good to hear from you, man. We'll have,
love
have
talking
you on again
to you.
Soon.
Good stuff. Thank you,
for
buddy.
Sure. Appreciate it.
Talk probably. To you before the playoffs.
For sure.
Yeah. Right. That's right, Antonio Daniels. He calls games for the Pelicans, color analyst there, and also for SiriusXM. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Dierks Bentley at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win those.
And we can let you know right now if you go to 106.7 The Fan shop.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.com?
Mm-hmm.
One Trick Pony t-shirts available.
Oh, look at that quick turnaround. Love that. Excellent. So go buy a few of those. There. With the temperature heating up, be sure your AC system can keep up too. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. Call today and get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable DC weather brings tomorrow. Go to CropMetcalf.com. details.